episode 915, It Takes Two.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for some motivation for the day? Are you ready to get up and shine bright so the world can see all of what God is doing in your life? Well, today, It Takes Two. That's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. You know, so much of what we do in our life, we try to accomplish under our own strength. However, it takes two. No matter what battle you face today, don't rely on only you. In Isaiah, it says, "Come now and let us reason together," says the Lord. Come now. Come. Are you just running from or are you coming toward, coming together? When you are in need of strength and encouragement and power and hope, draw on God's wisdom and strength, not necessarily of just your own, because you know what? You're not that strong. Sit down and have a heart-to-heart with him. He's waiting for you. He says, come now and let us reason together. For me, it wasn't about sitting down. Oh, no, it was all about my run. You see, there was a time about a year and a half or so ago that I had an injury. And that basically halted my running because it was a foot, which then led to a shoulder injury, and it was just not good. But I decided recently that I was no longer going to allow my injuries to be my excuses. So today was my first day of running, and boy, did it feel good, but oh boy, was I tired, and oh boy, was my heart rate skyrocketing. You talk about a cardio workout? Oh yeah, mine was a massive cardio workout, and so I really needed God to carry me with each step, especially uphill. I didn't think I can make it, and I was like, come on, glutes, fire it up. You can do this. You can do this, and it wasn't about me. It was all about God. You see, it takes two, and then I needed comfort. You see, my husband leaves for his new opportunity, headed down south today. However, he's going to be leaving without his family. We are having to stay behind because our home is not sold and we cannot move with him. And I got to tell you, I have very mixed emotions. I feel like I'm juggling all these balls are in the air and I have no definitive answers. I have no even definitive questions because there's so many what ifs in my life right now that I can't even come up with a question to help give an answer because, I mean, it's like a domino effect. We need one answer to take place in order for everything else to fall into place. But it hasn't worked out that way. I was reminded as I was running, as God was carrying me, as he was comforting me, that it takes two. It's not just about me. My battles can't be fought or won of my own strength. But guess what? We do it all the time, don't we? We try to go out and conquer our days of our own strength. It's like, come on, I can do this. There's nothing stopping me. And then all of a sudden, there's something stopping you. Is there something stopping you today? What battle are you facing? Maybe you're facing a financial battle. Maybe you're facing a marriage battle. Maybe you're facing a health battle. Maybe you just are facing life and you're like, every single day I get up, it's just a battle. I feel like I'm going to war. It takes two. And I thought, if I need to be reminded of that, we all need to be reminded of that. That God just didn't put us here on earth and create us for a purpose on purpose to leave us stranded. He's waiting for us. That means we are to call out upon him and say, help me. Be with me. Have a heart to heart. Come now and reason together. Let's reason together. How much are you trying to reason your own life on your own? Are you trying to figure out your own answers like I've been? Now, yes, I've been including God in my discussions, But I know at times I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to take control. Oh yeah, control, here it comes again. And I want to figure it out by myself because I'm tired of waiting. I'm becoming a little impatient. I'm frustrated. I want answers N-O-W. Now, now, and now. But then I came across this quote and I was like, oh, this is a great one. Got to include this one. Stormy says this, the hardest part about letting God fight your battles is that he sometimes waits until the 11th hour so you will have no doubt of where the power is coming from. Woo, that was a kick in the pants for me. Sometimes, even when we win our battles and we say, thank you, Lord, we kind of go off and act like it was all of our own doing. I did it. We like to flex our muscles. We did it. We conquered it. But remember, it takes two. It takes two. Come now and let us reason together. Who have you been leaving out in your battles every single day? Maybe you think you're including God, but maybe you're not. Maybe you need to knock on his door. Because really, how much are you trying to orchestrate in your own life? What are you trying to do of your own strength? And be honest with yourself. Yeah, you may not like the answer that you discover, but you know what? God has never abandoned you. So remember, it takes two. Don't wait any longer. Sit down, go for a walk, or even a run like me, and have a heart-to-heart with God. He's been waiting for you. I pray you have a blessed day. Fill your heart with an abundance of joy and smile more often. Go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. We'll